From the towering Wasatch Mountains of the American Southwest, we welcome you to this episode of Undiscovered Utah. This show focuses on the mysteries that surround the rugged, difficult, and sometimes deadly American Southwest. I'm your host, JB, and tonight we're going to share with you information about Utah's many amazing hot springs and what each of them has to offer. For thousands of years, people have visited natural hot springs because of their healing powers. But do they really have healing powers? The answer is a resounding yes. Research shows that soaking in hot water provides both mental and physical health benefits. Some of the more obvious benefits to soaking in hot springs would be to alleviate muscle and joint pain. Studies show that people that suffer from conditions like arthritis and fibromyalgia have seen positive results from soaking in hot springs. Is it safe to go to a hot springs if you have a heart issue? Well, I'm not a doctor, nor have I played one on TV, so there is no way I'm going to answer that question. Always check with your doctor if you have a concern. What I will say is that some research suggests that hot baths temporarily lower your blood pressure. One small study found that 60 minutes of partial immersion in hot water temporarily reduces the participants' blood pressure. Another study found a link between regular hot baths and a lower rate of coronary artery disease. This does not take the place of a healthy diet or a healthy lifestyle. It has also been proven that soaking in a hot spring can be a great stress reducer. It can also reduce tension, anger, anxiety, and depression. So basically, the old timers knew what they were doing. And the good news is, no matter where you are in Utah, you are close, or fairly close, to a hot spring. Some of the hot springs in Utah have been turned into very nice resorts with water slides, pools with different temperatures, and even camping facilities. Others are more remote, free of cost, but provide no amenities. So there is something out there for everyone. Let's start down south and work our way up north. First on the list is the Veo Pool Resort near St. George, Utah. This hot spring has been attracting visitors for at least the last 100 years. The pool is filled with geothermal mineral water straight from the hot spring, but the water is treated with a little chlorine and ozone to prevent bacterial growth. The pool is drained every night and scrubbed down, and then it is refilled with fresh water again by the next day. Other activities at this hot spring include catching crawdads. No, not in the swimming pool, but in a creek in the nearby canyon. The creek has many warm springs that empty into it, and it makes for a perfect breeding ground for crawdads. Rock climbing is also another activity at this resort. There are 243 bolted climbing routes that climb 85 feet into the air. But be aware that the resort does not provide climbing gear, so bring your own. The resort also has 31 camping sites, but no trailers or RVs are allowed. The next hot spring on our list is the Red Hills Hot Spring near Monroe, Utah. The Red Hills Hot Spring is on private property, but the owners have donated it for public use. That is a very generous thing for them to do. So, if you visit, clean up after yourself. The Red Hills Hot Spring has 4 pools of water, each with a different temperature of water. Each pool is small, and only a few visitors can fit into each pool. The deepest pool is about 3 feet deep, and this is also the hottest pool. The other 3 pools are between 1 and 2 feet deep. There are absolutely no amenities at this hot spring. Early mornings or late afternoons are the less crowded times to visit. There is another hot spring a few miles away from the Red Hills Hot Spring that is more well known and more crowded. It is called Mystic Hot Springs. This is the perfect name for these hot springs. At Mystic Hot Springs, you will find 2 amazing hot pools and 5 individual tubs. This is a private resort location that sits on 175 acres. There are many fishing ponds on the site where guests get to feed the fish every day at 4 p.m. The resort has cabins you can rent. They also have converted old school buses into cozy accommodations. And a camping area for RVs and tents is available. There are size limitations on the RVs, so please check their website before you head out. If you want a rustic, off-the-beaten-path, no-frills hot springs that sits next to volcanic tubes big enough to drive a semi through and volcanic cones, then head to the little town of Meadow, Utah. Meadow is located just south of Fillmore, Utah, and the hot springs are west of the town on the other side of I-15, out in the middle of nowhere. The pools have very clear water and can reach temperatures of 120 degrees. You can swim, dive, or just sit on the side of the many natural pools. Meadow Hot Springs has 3 pools, and some are very deep. There is a rope across the pool, so you can hang on that to get to the middle of the pool. The Meadow Hot Springs have been a local attraction for hundreds of years. But word of this place is getting out, and they are becoming more and more popular, especially on the weekends. The springs are located on private property. At the entrance to the property is a sign with instructions of what you can and cannot do. People have drowned at these hot springs, so please, please follow the instructions. Visiting the Meadow Hot Springs is free, but the owners do ask for donations. Baker Hot Springs is the next stop on our virtual tour. Baker Hot Springs is located near the road to Topaz Mountain outside of Delta, Utah. This is a unique location as the hot springs water is collected in 3 baths. Each bath will hold up to 3 people. It might get a little cozy. This location is very remote, so it doesn't get a ton of visitors. But be advised that the water at the source of the springs can reach temperatures of 180 degrees. But the tub temperature can be controlled by changing the flow of water through the tub. Both natural heated mineral water springs and cold water springs are available, and the water flows to each tub. Like I said, this is a remote location with no amenities. Pack it in and pack it out. Bring extra towels to help control the flow of water. Like the Meadow Hot Springs, the Baker Hot Springs is near volcanic flows that are just a stone's throw away. In the summer months, these volcanic flows can be very attractive to snakes that love to sunbathe. So keep an eye on the kids. The Baker Hot Springs is on public property, and camping is allowed in this area. But this is boondocking for sure. There is very little to no shade, and it can get very hot in the summer. A very popular hot spring is up Diamond Fork Canyon near Mapleton, Utah. This is the fifth water hot spring. To get to these hot springs, there is a hike of about 2.5 miles. So you might want shoes that are a little more supportive than just flip-flops. These springs are very pretty and offer waterfalls and pools. It's not uncommon for some people to think that a swimming suit will interfere with the healing properties of the hot spring. This is not true, but be advised that you might, get an eyeful. Anywhere in Diamond Fork Canyon, you can find rattlesnakes. This includes the trail to the hot springs. Parking at the trailhead is limited, but you still must park legally or you might get ticketed. Diamond Fork has a large campground with many spots that can be reserved and are right along the Diamond Fork Creek. There are also many primitive camping areas up and down the canyon, but they fill up very quickly. Camping at any of the primitive sites is restricted to 14 days and must be occupied the entire time. After 14 days, you have to move your camp somewhere else. At the northern end of Utah Valley are the Inlet Park Hot Springs on the shores of Utah Lake. We have always called these the Saratoga Hot Springs. As a kid, there was an amusement park called Saratoga that rivaled Lagoon's amusement park. Saratoga was known for its huge swimming pools, and later it had one of the first water slides in Utah County. The Saratoga Amusement Park is long gone, but the hot springs remains, and now the community maintains this popular site. Police officers often do rounds to make sure that there's no funny business going on. There is parking nearby, but there is no camping in this area. Do you want to rent your very own hot spring and lake? Well, it's possible in Bluffdale, Utah. Mountain Point Lake and Hot Spring is a 5-acre lake with its own dock, and it can be yours for a small rental fee. Well, maybe not so small. You can rent this entire facility in 3-hour or more blocks of time. In the evening hours, they might let you rent it for an hour and a half block of time. The rental includes portable toilets, parking, a private lakeside dock with seating for 50 people, a sandy beach, a private hot spring with water temps of about 104 degrees. They also offer paddle boards, kayaks, and life jackets. Nestled in the amazing, beautiful Heber Valley is the little Swiss town of Midway, Utah. Midway is home to the world-famous Homestead Crater Hot Springs. Now, this is a full-featured resort. The Homestead offers accommodations, restaurants, an 18-hole golf course, tennis courts, swimming pools, and, of course, the Crater Hot Springs. What is the Crater Hot Springs? Well, have you ever been to Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park? You know how there is a small vent hole that the water comes spewing out of. Well, times that little vent by about 1,000, and you start to get an idea of how massive the size of this ancient geyser cone that today is now the hot springs you can swim in. Yep, that's right. You get to swim inside the geyser cone, or crater as they call it. It's huge, and the water temps are about 95 degrees. Not only can you swim there, but you can also scuba dive. Now, seriously, how many people do you know that have been able to scuba dive inside a geyser cone? If this isn't on your bucket list, something's wrong with you. Now let's travel way up north to the town of Corinne, Utah, and the Old Indian Hot Springs, or it's called Stinky Hot Springs. If you were in marketing, which name would you choose? This hot spring is on private land, but it is open to the public and is totally free. At one time, this was an indoor facility, but due to the high sulfur levels, the building was torn down because people were getting sick due to the sulfur gases. Then in 2020, an earthquake hit this part of Utah and changed the Stinky Hot Springs. The water temperature went from about 104 degrees up to 113 degrees, and the sulfur smell only got worse. The name of Stinky Springs, if not marketable, is at least accurate. These hot springs are not often crowded. From Stinky Hot Springs, we head to Crystal Hot Springs. Now, this marketing department knew what they were doing. Crystal Hot Springs sounds much more appealing to me, anyway. Crystal Hot Springs is in the town of Honeyville, Utah. And this resort is open year-round. Crystal Hot Springs is often compared to the world-famous lava hot springs in southeastern Idaho. Crystal Hot Springs is said to have 39 times more minerals than lava hot springs and 178 times more minerals than the famous Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas. Much like the lava hot springs area in Idaho, Crystal has both hot and cold pools for swimming. There is one Olympic-sized swimming pool, three hot tubs, and one large soaking pool. Two water slides, both 365 feet long. The hot springs themselves range between 120 and 134 degrees, with 8,400 gallons of water rising to the surface every 5 minutes. This means that it is very easy to keep the water crystal clear in all of the pools and hot tubs. But that is just the hot spring. There's also a cold spring on the site that has 9,200 gallons of water rising to the surface every 5 minutes. These two springs are said to be the second closest cold and hot springs located together in the entire world. The last spring on our list is the Belmont Hot Springs and RV Park in Garland, Utah. If you like to RV, this is the hot spring for you because they cater to the RVer. The campground has both 30 and 50 amp electricity, water, and sewage hookups, and a picnic table. The park has complimentary Wi-Fi and a snack bar. Also included is a small selection of books, games, and convenient items for sale. They also have an on-site laundry and free showers, and oh, don't forget the 9-hole golf course. Get out and explore Utah's hot springs. You'll feel better and maybe even look better. But to be honest, none of them have helped me to look better. If you would like more information about tonight's episode, you can email us at info@undiscoveredutah.com. You can find us on the internet at undiscoveredutah.com or on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And be sure to click that follow button. Also, tell your friends about us. We would love for them to join this podcast also. Just tell them to search for Undiscovered Utah. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Undiscovered Utah. Join me next time as I share more about the Great Southwest. Good night, everybody.